Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Punita Bakshi with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning continues for next phases of Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders hold roadshows and rallies across the country. Centre issues first set of citizenship certificates to 14 applicants under Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024. Enforcement Directorate arrests Jharkhand Minister Alamgir Alam under Prevention of Money Laundering Act. IMD forecasts fresh spell of heat wave over northwest India from tomorrow. Ukraine withdraws its troops from border areas of Kharkiv following pressure from Russian forces. And in IPL cricket, match between Rajasthan Royals and Punjab Kings underway in Guwahati. Top leaders are campaigning for their party candidates and alliance for the 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed an election rally at Dindori in the Nashik area of Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the world has appreciated the way the country responded during the COVID pandemic situation. Mr. Modi emphasized that more than 600 Ayushman Arogya Mandir and many Jan Aushadhi centers were established in villages of Nashik in order to provide accessible health care facilities in the region. Prime Minister Modi also held a rally in Kalyan. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said he wants to create a foundation which will accelerate the country's dream for 2047.
मैं बहुत तेजी से ऐसा फाउंडेशन तैयार करना चाहता हूं जिसके कारण मेरा 2047 का जो लक्ष्य है ना वो और निकट भास आने लगे और इसलिए मोदी का तो मंत्र है आपके सपने ये मोदी का संकल्प है और आपके सपनों को जिसने मैंने संकल्प बनाया है उसको सिद्ध करने के लिए मेरा पल पल आपके नाम मेरा पल पल देश के नाम.
Later, he also held a roadshow in Mumbai. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has asserted that the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP government, is committed to taking back Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, and will not be deterred by Pakistan. Addressing a rally at Hooghly in West Bengal, Mr. Shah said, people of POJK are protesting and demanding freedom from Pakistan.
Hamare Kashmir mein हड़ताले पड़ती थी. आज मोदी जी का प्रभाव देखिए कश्मीर के भारत के हिस्से में हड़ताल नहीं होती है पाक ऑक्यूपाई कश्मीर में हड़ताल होती है. पहले नारे आजादी के यहाँ लगते थे अब पाक ऑक्यूपाई कश्मीर में आजादी के नारे लगे.
In Odisha, all the three major political parties, Congress, BJP and BJD, stepped up their electioneering for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in the state. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi joined a bike rally and addressed an election rally at Balangir today. Mr. Gandhi expressed confidence that the INDI alliance will form the government at the centre after the results of general elections are declared on the 4th of June. Senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties campaigned in Uttar Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh campaigned for the party candidate and union minister Kaushal Kishore, who is contesting from the Mohanlal Ganj constituency. Senior BJP leader and chief minister Yogi Adityanath also addressed a rally in the Hamirpur constituency. He said, since the BJP government came into power, there have been no issues of corruption and poor law and order. On the other hand, Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo, Mayawati, addressed a political rally in the Atra area of the Banda constituency, which falls in the Bundelkhand region. Ms. Mayawati attacked the BJP, stating that the people of the country are fed up with increasing inflation and unemployment. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also attacked the BJP in his address at a political rally in the Gaisari Assembly seat of Balrampur district, where a by-election will be held in the sixth phase. He said that the BJP is working for capitalists. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi campaigned in Rae Bareli today for Rahul Gandhi. Earlier, holding a press conference in Lucknow, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that the 2024 elections are very important to save the constitution and democracy.
मैं विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूं 4 जून को इंडिया गठबंधन नई सरकार बनाने जा रही है 2024 का चुनाव देश का सबसे बड़े महत्वपूर्ण चुनाव है यह चुनाव देश के लोकतंत्र को बचाने का संविधान को बचाने का यह चुनाव है
इलेक्शन कमीशन टुडे रिव्यूड प्रिपेयर्डनेस फॉर द 5th एंड 6th फेज ऑफ लोकसभा पोल्स Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, held video conference meeting with observers being deployed in 49 parliamentary constituencies for the 5th phase and 57 parliamentary constituencies in the 6th phase of the general elections 2024. The 5th phase of Lok Sabha polls will be held on the 20th of this month and the 6th phase will be held on the 25th of May. The Election Commission has summoned the Chief Secretary and Director General of Police of Andhra Pradesh to explain reasons for failure of administration to contain post-poll violence. Sources said the Commission has summoned them to New Delhi tomorrow to personally explain the preemptive steps being taken to avoid any such incidents in the future. A delegation of BJP comprising of party leaders and union ministers S. Jaishankar, G. Kishan Reddy, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Rajiv Chandrasekhar today lodged a complaint with the Election Commission over alleged violation of Model Code of Conduct by Congress and the INDIA bloc leaders. Speaking to media, Dr. Jaishankar said the delegation placed before the Commission 22 such examples and demanded to take action. He said the delegation filed complaint against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged objectionable remarks against Indian Armed Forces.
वही आर्मी जो आज हमारी सीमा पे डिप्लॉय हो चुके हैं जो चाइनीज फोर्सेस के खिलाफ देश की सुरक्षा के लिए अपना पूरा जान पूरा बल लगा रही है वहाँ जो आतंकवाद के खिलाफ पाकिस्तान बॉर्डर पे खड़ी अगर आप उस समय उनको ऐसे अटैक करते हैं झूठ फैला के अटैक करते हैं और ऐसी चीजें कहते हैं कि अगर ये शहीद भी हो जाए तो भारत सरकार इनके लिए कुछ नहीं करेगी तो हम बहुत इसको सीरियसली मानते हैं और हमारा अर्ज है इलेक्शन कमीशन को कि इसके बारे में बहुत स्ट्रिक्ट एक्शन लें
Congress has demanded re-poll in 8 booths under Bahrampur Lok Sabha constituency in West Bengal. The West Bengal Pradesh Congress Committee has written a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer highlighting false and proxy voting by the ruling party. In our series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Baramulla Parliamentary Constituency of Jammu and Kashmir. The polling in this constituency is all set to take place on the 20th of this month, for which the campaigning is in full swing. A report.
The Baramulla Parliamentary Constituency is spread over three northern Kashmir districts of Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipura, and the parts of central Kashmir is Badagam district. The Badagam and Bhirawa assembly segments have been clubbed with the Baramulla Parliamentary Constituency after the recent delimitation process. There are a total number of 17,32,459 voters. The Election Commission of India has set up 2,103 polling booths in the entire constituency. Among these, some polling stations are solely managed by women and some are specialized for the persons with special abilities. There are total 22 candidates contesting for the seat. The main fight will be among former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah of National Conference, former Rajya Sabha member Mir Fayaz Ahmed of People's Democratic Party and former Minister of erstwhile State of Jammu and Kashmir Sajjad Ghani Lone of People's Conference. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The first set of citizenship certificates after notification of Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 were issued today. Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla handed over citizenship certificates to 14 applicants in New Delhi. According to the Home Ministry, digitally signed certificates are being issued to many other applicants through email. Home Secretary congratulated the applicants and highlighted salient features of the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024, which was notified on the 11th of March 2024. Home Minister Amit Shah has lauded the decision to grant citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Shah termed it a historic day, saying that today the wait of decades has ended. He said Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian brothers and sisters who came to India from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan due to religious persecution have started getting Indian citizenship. Jharkhand Rural Development Minister Alamgir Alam was arrested by Enforcement Directorate, ED, today after 6 hours of inquiry on the second day under Prevention of Money Laundering Act. Mr. Alam has been arrested in the alleged tender commission scam after recovery of cash amounting to more than 35 crore rupees. The minister was issued summons by ED in this case on the 12th of May and has been interrogated by the ED officials since yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Ukraine has withdrawn its troops from multiple villages in the border area of Kharkiv, following continued pressure from Russian forces. A Ukrainian military spokesman said that the decision to move troops from the Lukyansk and Vovshansk was taken to avoid losses. On the other hand, Russia has claimed that its forces have gained control over two additional settlements in the region, namely Lukyansk and Rybok, along with the village of Robotin in the southern Zaporozhye region. India and Russia held bilateral consultations in Afghanistan today in New Delhi. According to the External Affairs Ministry, Russian Special Presidential Envoy for Afghanistan, Zamir Kabulov, and Joint Secretary, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Iran Division in Ministry of External Affairs, J.T. Singh, discussed the current situation in Afghanistan. They emphasized on the need to provide development assistance for the welfare of the Afghan people. India has expressed grief over the demise of Security Coordination Officer in the UN Department of Safety and Security in Gaza, Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale. The External Affairs Ministry said permanent mission of India to the UN in New York and Indian missions in Tel Aviv and Ramallah are extending all assistance in the repatriation of mortal remains. India's total exports of merchandise and services in April 2024 is estimated to be $64.56 billion against $60.40 billion in April 2023. India Meteorological Department has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave to start over northwest India from tomorrow, including Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana, till the 18th of this month. It added that hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Maharashtra and Goa today and over Gujarat till tomorrow. In IPL cricket, match between Rajasthan Royals and Punjab Kings is underway at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati. Rajasthan Royals were 130 for 7 in 18.1 overs a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning continues for next phases of Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders hold roadshows and rallies across the country. Centre issues first set of citizenship certificates to 14 applicants under Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024. Enforcement Directorate arrests Jharkhand Minister Alamgir Alam under Prevention of Money Laundering Act. IMD forecasts fresh spell of heat wave over northwest India from tomorrow. Ukraine withdraws its troops from border area of Kharkiv following pressure from Russian forces. And in IPL cricket, match between Rajasthan Royals and Punjab Kings underway in Guwahati. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.